Okay, we're up to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Shein Eslema Moat Haroi El. What do you see? Okay, we're up to the second message. The first message we learned yesterday was the first vision was the Makel Shokeid. The Makel Shokeid was a reference to Hashem says, "I'm going to bring the Churban very quickly. It's going to happen very swiftly. It's going to be Bichi Pazon. Just like the Geula was in a state of haste, so too the Churban will take place in a state of haste."
Okay.
It does not use that term. It does not use that term in Hanami. Okay, but as the Makel Shokeid. Now we come to the second vision. The second vision is the Seer Nafuach, the boiling pot. The pot is boiling over. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai lemor sheinis mo ato royeh. What do you see, Yirmiyah? Vo'imar, I said, seer nofuach. Seer is a pot, nofuach means it's bubbling, it's boiling, and royeh ufonov, and it's ufonov. Now this is a very hard word to translate. Mipnei tzofoin, ufonov simling means it's spout. The spout of a pot. Now that's unusual because the pots that we have today don't have spouts. The pots that we have today are completely they're round. They're covered. Okay, but over here we're dealing with a pot that has like a tea kettle, has a spout. Ufanov, its face. Ufanov and its Nibne means it is towards the tzafon of the north. Okay, the big question over here is what is towards the spout? Well, this everything is really subject to interpretation. What is the pot symbolic of? Is the pot the enemy? Is the pot Yerushalayim? What exactly, and what does it mean that the pun of? Is the pun of the spout? Maybe the pun of means the door. It seems like a pot. These big pots have doors from the Radak into which you insert fuel. So everything here is subject to much interpretation. Let's start with the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Mitzudos David says, Sheinis Ratzolaymar Sha'aleini Pam Sheinis. Hashem asked me a second time, what do you see? Hashem asked me the first time, what do you see? I told him, Makel Shokeid, I was correct. And now Hashem is asking me a second time, what do you see? Mo'ato ro'eh b'mara hanvua. I responded, I see a seer nafuach kedera ma'ala resicha, a pot that is bubbling over uponov, pinei haresicha, mikoim shemale resicha merubohu me'avor hatzafon. So this would seemingly mean the spout. It doesn't say the word spout, it just means the side, the part of the pot that is bringing forth the pinei haresicha, the place shemale resicha, the place where the steam is coming forth from, is on the north side. Okay, let's see. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yud Gimel says sir nafuach. It is a roseach nafuach. Sir is a pot. Nafuach means it's boiling. Ufanav resich boiling. Ufanav resichusav. Okay, it's steam. The steam, and he has here the French word, our expert.
Seething, waves, something like that.
Okay, the steam that comes forth. Targum Pasuk Yud Gimel. Targum says, V'hava piskam nevua min kodem Hashem imi tin yonus l'meimar. I was the recipient of a second image of prophecy. Mo'at chazi, what do you see? V'amaris, and I said to Hashem, Milach. So here we have some new elaboration from the Targum. I see a king. I don't just see a pot with steam. The Targum is already giving us a partial interpretation of this nevua. I see a Milach, a king, derosach, that is fuming, who has a temper, and steam is coming out of his nostrils. Kidud, similar to a pot, anochose, I see, vitikus. Tikus means an arrangement of soldiers, a battalion. I actually looked it up. Now that I got a little bit better with my smartphone, I'm able to have Jastro on my smartphone, able to look up all the Targum words. I just have to spend more time doing it now, but interesting, I downloaded apps. They have apps, dictionaries. One Hebrew app, I found an Aramaic an Aramaic app. It's pretty good, but it doesn't have too many words though. It has.
You see another word for Aramaic. So if you're ever stuck in Aramaic, look up Chaldean.
Chaldean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good, you told me Chaldean.
Right.
Okay.
The Chaldean dictionary is an Aramaic dictionary.
With a K?
C. Okay, I'm gonna check it out. Okay, good, you told me. Very good. Okay, very good. Okay, but over here it says a T course.
Same dialect as our Aramaic, though?
You know, the
close enough.
There are people in Iraq, Iran, who
I know,
speak.
So I know.
When they came to YU, they read them the Gemara, they didn't know what we took
the Gemara. You said before, the Chaldean Christians still speak a form of Aramaic.
Right, they didn't understand
what they were. I think I saw that someplace.
Okay, so he says over here, I see over here a king that is the Rosach, that's angry. Kidu like a pat anochaze, v'tikus mishir yosei. Tikus means an arrangement of soldiers, of his misharsim. An arrangement, like a battalion, an array. An array of his misharsim, dimidabron, that are, dimidabron v'asyon, that are marching forth. Okay, I think it means to march, to move. Two expressions: dimdabron ve'asyon. They are marching forth me'apet sipuna from the northern side. So Yirmiya says, indeed, I see there is a battalion, there is an army that is coming forth from the northern side. That is what I see, and this king that is coming forth from the northern side has steam coming out of his nostrils. Okay, now let's take a look at the Radak. The Radak over here. Full steam ahead. Maybe that's where it comes from. Okay, let's see over here where from the Radak. The Radak is elaborate. He explains all different types of interpretations of what it means. What is the significance of this pat and what's the word mipnei? A lot of yesodos this Radak. This Radak is a really good one. Has a lot of information. Let me find the place first. Okay, on the bottom of the right column. On the right column, the second to last line. The second to last line of the Radak, Vahid Vahashem Shenis, Masha Mashenis, Lefi, what's the Shenis? The Radak is just coming to explain what's the second time. Lefi Sheshte Hamaros Hayu Binyin Echad, because the two Marois were Binyin Echad. The Afal Pisha Dvarm Hanirim Lo Nishtanu, even though that what he's seeing now has changed, Omar, it still says Shenis, ki beinyan zen nire loy pam Shenis, because in this conversation, in this topic, Hashem appeared to him twice. There were two different parts to this conversation. Sheshoalo gam kein mo hu royeh, Hashem asked him a second time in this conversation, what now do you see? Uperish lo gam kein, Upirishlo Gamkein Him Shal Sucha the Moshel. That comes from the word the Hamare Lo Hamare. What he sees, he said to him.
It's two words.
Hamoshel. I'm sorry. Right. Gamkein Hamoshel. The Moshel Toy Hamare. He's not coming to tell him the number of times that Hashem appeared to him. I'm not sure what that means.
How many times?
He did not say that Hashem, you appeared to me a second time. That's simple. He's just coming to say, Hashem, I'll tell you what I see. Not like those that interpret the word shenis to could be diber imo shlishis loy diber imo. In other words, some of the darshanim.
No separate discussion. It wasn't a second separate one.
It was a continuation.
It could just mean again.
It was a continuation of this vision, and he's just pointing out is that there are darshanim that says that Hashem spoke to you to the just like we find by Yonah. Someone said when it says Shenis, it means Hashem only spoke a second time, but Hashem never appeared to him a third time. He says that's not correct. Hashem spoke to Yirmiyah many, many times. And the only reason why it says here, Shenis, is just telling you that in this one episode, there were two parts. There was part A and part B, but it's part of one episode. Don't make a mistake to think that Hashem only spoke to Yirmiyah a second time, and Hashem did not speak to him a third time. Like you'll find, some of the Darshanim suggest that that would be the Pshat. That is clearly incorrect. Okay, now next. So now that we know that Hashem spoke to him part two, this one episode, what exactly did he see? He sees the seer nefuach, he sees the pot that's bubbling. Seer nefuach, nefuach, toar, toar. Nefuach is an adjective. It's describing what this pot looks like. The pot is bubbling. Uperushoi, the word nefuach, nefuach, nefuach means to blow. Literally means to blow. And in this context, it means it's not blowing, it means it's boiling. And when it's boiling, you see steam rising. And when the steam rises, that has the appearance of it being of wind. The asir kishuro seach, when
on
okay, but he's not saying that. Okay, he's not saying that. In Chanami, that's another interpretation. That's a different interpretation. I think he alludes to in a moment. He's saying over the word rasuach, which is a code word for it was bubbling. It was bubbling. It was boiling. Uperusha rasech means the hasir kishurasech male hevel. When a pot is bubbling, when it is boiling, male hevel, it produces steam. Kimo hanafuach boesh, just like a person who blows against a fire, like when you saw him saying mechol. Shemaitzi hevel mipiv beesh anafichah hevel. Steam comes out, or wind comes out from his mouth the time when he blows. But it's not what it means. It does not mean over here that Yirmiyah saw in his vision. He saw a pot, and he saw someone with a bellow blowing, adding wind to the pot. That's not what it means. He saw the pot. The pot already was bubbling over. It was boiling. Upanov, now here, these are the hard words. Upanov mipnei tzofoina. And the spout, we translated this before, the spout was towards the northern side. Hatzad min hatzir sheyotziku mimenu yikre ponim. Okay, it's very explicit that it's a spout. The part of the pot from which you pour out whatever contents the pot has is called the ponim. Mipnei tzofoina, good morning. What does it mean, mipnei tzofoina?
The sides where the fire is.
No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that according to him. He says that that's not, he's going to say that in a moment. He's going to say from his father, David, from his father, he's going to say that interpretation. But over here, he's saying over here that the piv, the ponim, means the spout. The mitsudos did not say a spout, he just said the part of the pot where the steam is rising. In other words, you can have a pot, we all know you have a pot, and the pot is shut, and it's boiling, there's steam coming on all sides. The steam somehow seeps out through the rim of the pot. If it's not a pressure cooker, and you don't have the lid is not sealed on top of the pot, there's steam which comes out due to the pressure on the sides. So sometimes if the pot is not flat, the pot is a little bit on an angle, the stove is not level, so sometimes the steam will come out from one side of the pot more than the other side. That would seem to be the interpretation according to the Mitsudos David. We have a pot, the pot has a lid, and on one side of the pot there is steam that is rising. The Radak says no, the pot clearly has a spout. Upon of means there is a spout, and from the spout there is steam rising. Now, what does it mean? Mipnei tzofoina. What do these hard words mean? Hoyloimar el pnei tzofoina. It would have been grammatically correct for the pasuk to write el towards. The steam was rising towards the northern side. El. Why is there a mysterious mem? Ella the Omra Bimem, when you remove the word El and you exchange it with the word Mem, Beirlo Shnei Inyanim. It now has two meanings. Ki Pnei Tzofoina Moira. The Pnei Tzofoina means Ki Pnei Hasir Hoyu. The Pnei, the spout of the Sir Hoyu Poinim Pnei Tzofoina. It was turning towards the northern side. The Omar also benem, and it expresses this, that towards, the word towards is being reused with the mem, lohoros ki hamar sichim oiso hoyu me'eret safon. There's another thing that it's coming to allude to. So he's saying something very complex, which I will be confused, but he's saying there are two hidden messages. Number one, it was on the northern side is where the steam was rising. Number two, the reason why there was steam, period, was because there were people, there were human beings on the north that were causing it to boil. That's what it says.
See, what I find confusing here is that if the heat is coming from the north, that's like it's coming towards the pot. Here we're saying...
Then it should be on the south.
Bringing the steam towards...
Okay, Enochrami, it's confusing. You're 100% right. But that is saying the reason why it's written this unusual expression, because it wants to allude to two things. Number one, there was steam coming on the northern side of the pot. And more than that, the one that is causing the steam to rise are the people on the north. They are the source of this steam, he explains. The ones that are causing it to bubble. This is Babel, Shehi Mizrachis, which is on the north, Mizrachis Sefainis Eretz Yisrael. It's the northeast of Eretz Yisrael, period. Okay, so we're saying over here is the Sir Nefuach. So now we go back, and so far we know we have the Sir Nefuach. It's a pot that is boiling. Nefuach means to boil. Ani Ro'eh Ufanov, the spout, is Mipnei, is towards the north Safon. There's a double meaning of the word Mipnei. Number one, the steam is on the northern side. Number two, the reason why there is steam is because it's being fueled by people who live in the north. Who is the north? Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar. He's the king that's coming to attack Klal Yisrael. Now, the Adoni Avi Zichroinu Levracha, Perash, Uponav Ponav Ponav. What it means, Ponav means Pnei Hasifosim. It means the side. And the article, quotes this Radak, and it translates it as the door. The Pnei Hasifosim means the sides. O Akira, or the Kira Sheshoifsin Olecha Hakadei. Or the rim, Akira, the Kira is the pot, Sheshoifsin Olecha
Hakadei. The oven,
okay, the oven, not the pot. Okay, they're the sides of the pot. Oh, hakiru the oven. I'm sorry. Either it doesn't mean, it means the side of the pot, or it means the kira the oven sheshev sin olecha hakere, upon which you put the pot. Amar ki pnei hasifasim, the ponim, the side of the rim, of the edge,
shemach
sifasim hasifasim of the edge, shemach nisim misham oesh, from which you insert fire, tachas hasir hayu litzat sofoin. So the ponov does nothing to do with the pot. It does not mean the spout, and does not mean that the people on the north are those who are causing this pot to boil, but it means that the source, it means that the oven, the edge of the oven,
it's the point in the oven where you insert the
we insert the fuel, the part of the oven where you insert the fuel, the part where you insert fuel into the oven to cause it to heat is on the north side. According to the parish of his father, what then is the symbolism of the pot? Now this is brand new. The pot then is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the pot, and under the pot is an oven, and the oven needs fuel. And the northern side of the oven is where you insert the fuel. So the fuel that's being inserted into the northern side is symbolic of Bavel, and it's cooking the pot, which is Yerushalayim. Whole new interpretation. The Asir, he...
They're stoking the fire.
They're stoking the fire.
This is Michael's question.
Okay, so the pot is Yerushalayim. Vasir hi Yerushalayim, kmo shehimshil oisam. Now he's saying there of David Kimchi, his father, Dak's father, is saying is that I have a precedent for this. We find this analogy in Yecheskel. Kmo shehimshil oisam gam came in Rus Yecheskel. Lasir, there are other psukim, the Amar, the other example. So therefore, this is nothing new. This image that Yirmiyah is relating to Klal Yisrael that he sees and he's expressing is something which already has a precedent in Yecheskel. Well, Yecheskel was really his counterpart. He lived, Yechezkel said Nevu in Bavel, and Yirmiyah said Nevu in Eretz Yisrael, so they were saying prophecy at the same time. It could very well be, we have this concept many times, is that Hashem sends down a prophecy, one prophecy, and every Navi is creative, and they see the prophecy in their own way. So it could be this was a prophecy that was being sent down to the world, and both Yirmiyah and Yechezkel, they picked it up. Their receptors picked it up and they expressed it. So if Yechezkel is describing it as a pot, and in the context of his Nevuah, the pot there refers to Yerushalayim, it's not so far-fetched to say that when Yirmiyah sees the pot, he's seeing the same thing he's seeing Yerushalayim. The Amar, and it says, Sofos Hasir, Sofos, that's the pasuk in Yechezkel. The edge of the pot, the edge. That the whole Indian sham, and you have to look there in Yechezkel to see the imagery, the sham of war Indian, and there it's explained. Okay, so therefore, so this is now before he winds down. Then the targum we already did. One more time, we'll read the words. We'll review what we said. V'yoynasan tirgim, Yoynasan explained. Sir nefuach, we said melech derosach kidud, a king that is hot tempered like a pot. Anochazi, I see vitikus mishrosei, and an array of soldiers, a battalion of soldiers are demadberin veasyon, are marching forward. They're moving forward me'apet safona, from the northern side. Okay, so sachako, we have over here three. We have over here. I mean, really, three interpretations. The Radak, which pretty much is what the Mitsudo says, is there is a pot. The pot is the enemy. The enemy is coming. Now, it does not tell us that the enemy is Nebuchadnezzar. It just says an enemy, period. It does not to say, like, the Targum is a bit more explicit and says the enemy is Nebuchadnezzar. He is the pot. But according to the Targum, according to the Mitzudas, and according to the Radak, the pot is just Babel, the nation of Babel. They are coming from the northern side, and they're kochik. They are bubbling. Upanav lipnei tzafona, the spout of the pot is on the northern side. Lipnei means it's towards the northern side, and the fact that we use an unusual expression in the interpretation of the Mitzudas of lipnei instead of el tzafon means it's not just that the northern side of the pot is producing steam. It means the people on the north are the ones that are causing the pot to steam. According to his father, the pot is Yerushalayim. The pot is Yerushalayim. And Upanav Mipnei Tzafona means the part of the oven into which we insert fuel to cause the pot to boil is on the north side. And that, of course, refers to the Nebuchadnezzar and his army who are coming to attack Yerushalayim. Okay, next pasuk. Now, pasuk Gidal Hashem, Vayomer Hashem Eloi. Hashem says, now notice here, there's something very interesting over here. Here, in pasuk Gidalit, Hashem does not say to Yirmiyah, he tafta, you've seen well. You see, it's very interesting. And back in Pasek, when the first prophecy of the Makel Shokade, Hashem compliments Yirmiyahu by saying to him, Vayomer Hashem Eli, he tafta liros, you've seen well. Here, Yirmiyah is not getting a compliment, which means either. Either, it all depends on how you translate the word etafti, either you missed the point. You did not fully grasp the message. There's more to the message which you left out. Or the fact that this pasuk explicitly says something harmful is going to happen, Hashem does not want to use the word etafti. In the previous expression, there it's going to happen quickly. So just because it's going to happen quickly, that does not, Hashem is not explicitly specifying what's going to happen, that there's going to be a korban. It just says that whatever is going to happen is going to happen soon. Here, when it actually describes the korban, there's a description. If you're going to translate, the pot is Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, and the pot is now bubbling. It's being heated, which means it's under fire. It's a tzara. Hashem does not want to say good, because Hashem does not associate himself with Churban for Klal Yisrael. Vayom Hashem Eloi Mitzafon. This is a very famous pasuk. Hashem says Mitzafon Tiposach Ra'ah, from the north will begin the Ra'ah. Al kol yoshvei aretz, upon all of the inhabitants of the earth. The word tiposach is a difficult word. Tiposach, normally, so that is, we're going to have in the commentators two interpretations. Either it means something is tied, it's knotted, and you undo the knot. It's koshur. And tiposach means you undo your shoelaces, you untie it. Which basically means that this evil has been, is going to be released. This evil already has been waiting for a very long time to come upon the Jewish people. And the only thing that's changing now is I'm going to untie it and let gravity take over, let it fall upon them. That has a connotation that what they're going to get has been coming to them for a very, very long time. Other commentators disagree, and they say tiposach means to begin. It means nothing more than to begin, but it does not have the connotation that it's been waiting for them for a long period of time. It's something new, which I have no choice, I have to bring upon them, and they will begin from the, and it will begin, and it will begin. And where will it come from the north? And the north is Nebuchadnezzar. And before you see them first, I just want to point out that this is a very big mystery, because Bavel is not in the north of Eretz Yisrael. It is more east than it is north. It's slightly north. It's in the northeast. And some even say the primary part of Bavel is not even necessarily north. It could be that it's even a little bit south. So what then does it mean from the north will come? So the Mefarsh and the Pashtun is something very simple. It's a very simple Yisod, that in ancient times you could not travel to Eretz Yisrael going in the direction of west. You can't, if you're down south, you just can't take a direct flight. It's desert land. You can't go that way. The only way you can go is to go up north and then go west and then come down. So even though Bavel and let's say theoretically would have been south, in the southeast, for argument's sake, which is not necessarily so, but let's say it would have been in the southeast, you still cannot take a direct trip to Eretz, so you have to go all the way up north, move over to the west, and come down. So therefore, from the perspective of the people living in Eretz Yisrael, it says they're coming from the north, not from the northeast, not from the south, not from... That's why it's called Mitzafon Tiposach HaRoth. From the north comes the Roth. Now this pasuk.
You got to remember one thing: the map that you see today was not the map then. If you take a look at a lot of countries in those days, Iraq being the world power, Babylon, Babel was a lot greater country. It encompassed more countries than you see today. All those little countries that exist today were part of
Babel
and Iraq, part of Persian Empire, and part of the Babylonian Empire.
Okay, let's see the Mitzudos. Pasuk Yidal, Mitzafon Tiposachara, Ze Yirmas, Asher Mibavel, Ha'oimedes Mitzafon, from the north, Bavel that we're calling from the north, Tiposachara, will come the evil. Ki ad heina kilu ha'isohara kishur loval tovo. Now he's explaining what it means over here, the word tiposach, because until this point in time it's almost as if that the evil has been tied up in a pouch. V'yatoa now hutar ha'kesher. Now the kesher has been untied. V'tovo ha'ro al yoshua aretz Yisrael period. V'im shilo l'sir. What is the symbolism of comparing Bavel to a seer? Loimar, kmo hasir me'asvim. Now he's really saying what Radak says. Kmo hasir me'asvim hanetachim eleho. Just like the seer, you add lots of raw meat into the pot. The achar zen, afterwards, martichim oiso, you boil the pot. Kain so to kulam yikonsu b'motzor ho'ir. All of the Jewish people will enter into Yerushalayim to be protected by its wall. V'hoyev yilochem bo, the enemy will wage a siege, will wage war against the city. V'chein emar sifos asir sifos. It's going to pasuk in Yecheskel. Put a lid upon the pot. Esoif nisochecho elecho. Gather the pieces into the pot. Resach resichecho, and then let the pot ignite the pot, and then light the pot up and heat up the pot. So it seems over here that the Mitzudis is doing as well. What the Radak says is the pot is a marshal for Yerushalayim. And the reason why we're calling the pot is because the pot contains inside of it all of the raw meat. And the raw meat is going to be all of the Jewish people. They're going to take refuge in Yerushalayim. And then they're going to seal the pot. And then Nebuchadnezzar is going to come from the north. And the Pnei Mizracha means on the northern side is where the fire is going to be ignited to light up this pot. And the message over here, according to Mepharshim, is that their sins are going to do themselves in. That just being in the pot itself, being protected with the walls of the pot, is not going to suffice. When the heat comes from the outside, they will boil in their own juices. To boil in their own juices, meaning that they will be punished for their own sins. Okay, Rashi, Pasuk Yudalid. Rashi says, "Mitzafon tiposachar ab bavel litzvayna shel eretz Yisrael hi." The Targum Pasuk Yudalid, "Vamar Hashem li mitzipuna tisharei vishta." It will begin. Notice the Targum does not use the same analogy like the Mitzudos. It will begin. Tishar means it will begin. The bishta, the evil, lemeisei al kol yasei ara. And the Farshim also point out that the bavel, when they brought a churban, they didn't just bring a churban to eretz Yisrael. They brought a churban to the entire region. They brought churban to everyone. When Eretz Yisrael was under attack, everyone suffered. It wasn't just the Yerushalayim who suffered, the whole world suffered.
Is that a Chodesh Tishrei from the word the beginning?
Tishrei? Could be Tishrei. Interesting. I never thought about that. But Chodesh Tishrei is a Babylonian word, so maybe it comes from the beginning. Tisharei. Okay, Tisharei Vishal will begin the event. I didn't think of that. Okay, now let's see the Radak. I don't think he says all that much in the next couple of psukim. We'll just read it very quickly. Pasuk Yudalti Pasach. Inyan HaTorah, like we said, Kemo Vayiftachas HaGmalim, the word Tibotach is like that he opened up, that Eliezer, he opened up the camels. Kilu Hoysa Keshuad Hena. I'm sorry, Vayiftachas HaGmalim, Kilu Hoysa Keshuad Hena, that was taught him until now. Vyata now Tia Muteris, now it's going to be open. Lovoy Al Yisrael, period. Vyal Derechazet Tirgim Yonason. So he's saying that's what the Yonason means. Tishrei means to open up, to loosen, to unhitch. To loosen, bishta, kamosha, tirgim, unkelis, vayifatach, es hagmalim, vayashrei, yos, gamla, he opened up, he unhitched the camels, v'efsha, gamkein, inyim, psicha, and also it means the beginning. It means, you can also say the word tifatach, tifatach means the beginning. Ki shnei ho inyonim kroivim, the beginning and untying are similar. Okay, now we all know that this expression of the north, this is a very Kabbalistic concept, that the north always represents the source of evil. The Medrash says something very interesting, is that the north was never completed. When Hashem created the world, Hashem completed the south, the east, the west, but the north was like under construction. The north, okay, under construction. It's a Kabbalistic concept. And therefore, since the north never was complete, this is where the demons, this is where the koichos of Ra, koichos of Tumah, I like to hang out, because that's exactly what Tumah represents.
It's also a place where the sun does not shine.
The sun does not shine in that direction.
So there's a certain darkness associated with it.
Okay.
And it says, if you want to get wealthy, head north. Right?
It's the place of mammon, and money is the root of all evil.
Okay.
It's no joke. Okay, money is the root of all evil. The Targum says, I'll read you the words of the Targum. It's from the Yalkut Shmoni. Yalkut Shmoni, of course, a Likud. All the Midrashim here are Likutim, because there is no Targum, there is no Medrash on Sefer Yirmiyah. And the Medrash says, there are four winds that were created in the world. Ruach Pinas HaMizrach, the east. Misham Yaitse Or La Oilam, light.
Winds, it really means direction.
Directions. The east there is going to be light. Viruch Pinas Hadaram, the south, Misham Tamle Bracha, dew of blessing. Yardim Olam. Ruach Pinas Hamar of the west. Misham Oitzra Sheleg, snow. The Oitzra is borrowed, the car. The west is where all the cold air comes from. Sheleg, the Oitzra is borrowed, the car, the Choyim, the Gushamim, Yaitsim Olam, rain. I mean, that's the weather pattern. Right, and the weather pattern in the news, right? You always see the weather pattern, it's always coming from the west.
That's over here. I don't know about it in Europe.
In Europe also. Yeah. I think it's all. They don't.
The whole world is like that.
The whole world is like that.
North of the equator, not south of the equator.
North of the equator. North of the equator. Right, right. The southern Saya, all the hurricanes. The hurricanes in Florida. The current comes from the southern hemisphere up the other direction. That is correct. Okay, the northern hemisphere. Okay, fine. And then it goes on to say, Ruach Pina Satzafon. Here are the words. Biro'o V'loi Gimoroi. Hashem created the north, but Hashem never finished it. Shadoifan Mechitzas Oila Mitzatzafon Pesuch. It's open. Shamach L'Shparuchu. Call me Shiyomar Ni Eloka. Yovo v'yigmar hapina hazo shinachti. Anyone, this, now what's the logic? This is very bizarre. Anyone that wants to claim in this world they're a God. Okay, there are a lot of people like that out there. They think they're God. So Hashem says, prove it. Prove it. If you want to prove it, I'll give you an opportunity. The north is undeveloped, incomplete. So there is. So go ahead, go get to work. Let's see what you can do. Let's see what you could accomplish in the north. Hashem, He hangs the north on nothingness. And there, the Medrash goes on to say, that's where the mazikim, the ruchos, the shadim, misham yardim, that's where they come, that's where they hang out in the world. Alright. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael over here is going to be subject to Churban, that's why he says over here, mitzafoy, tiposa, chora'a. It's a very famous expression, from the north is where the evil comes. Here we've learned it. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is referring to the Churban Bayis Rishon, Nebuchadnezzar, his army. They're coming from the north in the image of the Sir Nefuach, and it's used as a general Kabbalistic concept that the north is the Koyach of Ra. Okay, let's go further. Pasuk Tezvav Ki Himni. So here we know why he winds down. Kini Korea. Hashem says, Kini Korea L'chol Mishpuchois, Mam L'chois, Safoina Nurm Hashem. I'm going to issue a call. They're going to hear a subconscious calling. There's going to be a desire by Bavel, all of the families of the Mamluchos, so far of the Northern Kingdom, Nuam Hashem. So says the word of Hashem. Uvo, they're going to come. V'nasnu, they're going to deposit Ish Kisoy, his throne. Pesach Sha'arei Yerushalayim, the gate of Yerushalayim. V'al Kol Chomosecha Saviv, and upon all of the walls surrounding Yerushalayim. V'al Kol Ori Yehuda, and all of the cities of Yehuda. Okay, so let's first see the mitzudos. There's a lot going on in this pasuk. Pasuk tezvav himni korei ratzolaymar o'ir libois kol mishpuchos all of the families shel mamluchos safoina. And who are they? V'heim bavel v'chol artzos memshelas bavel, all of their affiliates. Lavoi, the League of Nations, headed by the superpower Bavel. Lavoi al Yerushalayim. So Hashem does not mean that Mitzudas Hashem is going to actually make a call in a baskal. Hashem's going to inspire them. There's going to be a movement, a trend. No one understands why trends happen. Trends are just everything in style, sports, in politics, in the economy. There are trends, just things, just how somehow supernaturally they pick up. So there's going to be a desire for them to come and conquer Eretz Yisrael in this part of the world. And Hashem says, I am the cause of that uprising. Everyone will put their throne opposite the gates of the entrance of the gates, and on the walls, and upon the wall, to siege, lay siege against the wall. Mefarshim should point out that the word kiseh has a connotation of mishpat. Hashem is Yoshev on the Yimei Hadin. Hashem is Yoshev al Kisei Malchusoi. The case, the throne, always connotes judgment. And the fact that over here that Yirmiyahu describes the Nevuah with judgment means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I'm not just coming to attack Yerushalayim as a punishment. I'm going to be this mishpat. I'm legally entitled to destroy Yerushalayim for the sins that have been done. There's a din of mishpat, judgment, tzion b'mishpat yipadah. There's a din of mishpat being executed against Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll come to that a little bit later on. Let's go over here first to Rashi. Rashi pasuk tezvav. There is no, I don't think there's any Rashi on this. There is no Rashi. The Targum pasuk tezvav says, The Targum says, "Are ho ano machle l'chol zaris malkivos." I am going to. I don't know what the word machle means. I'm going to. I think it means to call out or to inspire, to awaken. It must mean awaken or to inspire. L'chol zaris, all of the seed, all of the family. The family is the zaris malkivas tzipuna, all of the northern families. Amar Hashem, the Yisun, they will come, the Yirmun Givar Kursay, they will lift up each man his Kursohi, his throne, Likabel Tarei, opposite the gates, Yerushalayim, the Alkol Shuraha, and along all of the rows, Sechor, Sechor, Suraha, he seems to translate the wall, all of the walls, Sechor, Sechor, surrounding the walls, the Alkol Kirvaya, all of the cities, the basic, who are they going to come and attack? Let's see the Targ, the Radak, Pasik Tezayin, Tezvav, and the Radak. The Radak, Pasik Tezvav. Is there a Radak? Yeah, Pasik Tezvav. Ki hini kare, ki ilu ani kare lohem shiyave kolaymar. Asim and belibam sheyavahu. I will inspire them. Mishbechais mamlechais safon, the families of the northern kingdom. Hamishbechais amar al ha'am, the word mishpacha is said in reference to the family, to the people. Umamlechais amar al hamalachim, on the kings. Roshei hamamlechais, the al shemam nikroim mamlechais, and through them they're called kingdoms. The oimer ze al malchi eretz bavel, the hamelech. Hagadol Hoyin Nebuchadnezzar, he was the leader of the Al Hamamlochis, Amar Uvo, and concerning the Mamlochis, he says, Uvo will come with us to Ish Kiso, Ratzalaymar, Kishiyot Soru, Al Yerushalayim, when they besiege Yerushalayim, lay siege. Who are the kings? So here he has a list of people we have from later on, Visham Dir, Nargol, that's the name of a person, then Shar Etzer, Rav Mag, V'chol, Rabbi Melech Babel, all of the leaders of Babel, Shazach Lamata, which we mention later on, Kasher Nilkedah Yushlam, which will be mentioned later on in the Sefer, when Yushlam in fact will be captured. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Tezayin, V'dibarti Mishpat Mishpatai Oysam, Al Kol Ra'asam. So this goes back to Pasuk Tezvav, the Kisei. The reason why each one will put his throne is because they are going to execute judgment. I will speak through them, my Mishpat, Oysam, Oysam through them. Osam means through mishpatai osam, against them, against the Jewish people. Al kol osam, for all of their evil. Asher azavuni. Now here he says three things. There are three gzuntai. The prosecution is presenting against Klal Yisrael three accusations. Number one, asher azavuni, they have abandoned me. Number two, Vayaktru leElohim Acherim, they offered incense to other gods. Number three, Vayishtachavu leMaaseh Yideihem, and they worshipped themselves. It's a process. Okay, it's a very interesting process. First, it's one thing is you abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when you abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you realize, you know, I need help. So what's the next step? The next step is to look for other gods. So you look to the sun, the moon. And then when that doesn't work, so then who do you worship? You worship yourself. You worship yourself. You become your own Avodah Zarah. The greatest Avodah Zarah is when you think that you're God. It's not so bad when you acknowledge that the sun and the moon are gods. At least you're not worshiping yourself. But this slippery slope is a pattern. I saw this one in the Sfarim. These are the three stages. It's Asher HaZavuni, number one. Then comes Vayaktu Elohim Acherim. And then you bow down to yourself, Lamasa Yidem, the product of your own labor, not the sun, the moon. These are things that you know that you didn't make. You didn't make the sun, the moon. I'm not the Balamos. Okay, so there must be. They have power. There's a creator. And then it gets worse and worse. You make an idol. You bow down to the work of your own hands, which really means that you're worshipping yourself. Let's see the mitzvah of pasuk Tezayin. Tezayin is vidibarti. Oz then adaber imohem mishpat. Ratzolaymar avi alehem mishpat hagmul bavur asam. When the Bavel and the affiliate nations come, I will bring upon them mishpat. Pasuk Rashi pasuk Tezayin vidibarti mishpat yosam. Esvakach imam im Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. I will rebuke, I will give Musr to them, the people of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. The Targum Pasuk that Zion says, V'amalel Puranus Dini, I will speak the punishment of my judgment, Minhoin, with them, Alkol Bishtehon, all of the evil. Now what is the evil? So he says here the three things, Dishvaku Pulchani, number one is they have abandoned my service. They have abandoned serving me. Number two, V'asiku Busmin Litaavas Palche Kochvaya, they have offered up spices, besamim, to the mistake,
incense.
The incense, to latavas means to the mistake of those who worship the stars, meaning they're worshipping other bodies, heavenly bodies. And the worst thing is, v'ishtabdu le'ovodei yodehon, they worship the work of their own hands. The three things, this is my claim, this is my complaint against the Jewish people, the Churban of Yerushalayim. Notice it does not say, avodah zarah, gili arayos, and Shvich Hastam. We know that the reason why the Bayis Sheni was destroyed was for the big three. So here it doesn't say that. Unless you want to darshan that these three things correspond to Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvich Hastam, well, then what would you say? Azavuni, they abandoned me. What does it mean they abandoned me would be? Vayikatru l'elohim achirim is avodah zara. Vayishtachu l'masa yideya means gili arayis. They bow down to each other.
Maybe later.
Okay, but over here,
maybe later on there was a nevuah to your.
No, but there are other.
Okay, there are many. Right, okay. Okay, but over here, this.
I mean, at this point.
This is the poor yidid. This over here is the three. This is the way it's described as why the chum is going to happen. Let's see the Radak pasuk tezayin. The Radak says in tezayin v'dibarti v'dibor hakel imohem hu hevi hakadosh baruch hu. The way Hashem spoke with them is hu hevi hamalachim aleim. Hashem brought the malachim upon. He brought the kings upon them. V'chein amar eliyu. This is in Iyov. Ki ba'achas yidaber kel v'goymer. Ki there Elihu, one of the friends of Iyov, is giving Musar to Iyov. And there the word yidaber is being used. Elihu, ki ba'achas, is a quote. Ki ba'achas yidaber kel. With one has God spoken. V'goymer. And there the pasuk, finished off the pasuk, and read further. In the next pasuk it says, v'omar, uv'mosrom yachtoim. When Hashem brings his musr, Moshra means his cords, Yachtoim, when Hashem means the affliction. When Hashem brings his affliction upon you, it is the speech of Hashem. And he goes on to explain, Hu adibur sheyidaber imohem. That's the dibur. The dibur is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings punishment, Hashem is speaking. That's his communication. Shehu adibur sheyidaber imohem sheyavi yisurim aleihem ulhevichem. He brings upon them punishment. The Masay Yidehem, Biyud, now he points out something very interesting over here. It says over here, they worship the Masay. So he says another Girsa. Some of the Girsa, the Masay, not Masay, but Masay, with a segol and a hay. And he says that is a mistake. Biyud, the Yeish Sephardim Shekasim Bochem, the Masay, the hay, Tohus, who it's a mistake. How do I know it's a mistake? I have a tradition. V'alpiha mesores hinei yodanu, that we know this through the mesores. The mesores means, now could be, we don't have in our editions anymore, there's the mesores gedoyla and the mesores kitana. In the old editions, there are all these funny little letters on the side of the, on the margin. And that tell us, and it tells exactly how many times this word appears in Tanakh. It's like a code. And this code has fallen into disuse. It's disappeared. It doesn't exist anymore. The only place you can find these, this Mesores, is in the very, very old, editions of Tanakh. Again, they have like this, look at the Mesores Gedoyla and the Mesores Kitana. And through this Mesores, you know how many times in Tanakh you have exactly the same word with the same Nekudos. And I think he's saying over here is that you go and you study this Mesores, you'll be able to go see that there's no such thing as the word Maaseh, it's the Maaseh Yideyem. Okay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'atah now te'ezor mosnecha. There is, but not in this pasuk. Not in this pasuk. In this pasuk, it's only going to be one way. Okay, I'll try to finish the parak. V'yatoa now tezor mosnecha. Hashem says to him, gird your loins. In other words, battle. It's an amazing idea. What he's telling over here is when you give musr, when you go give Musar to your friend, stop talking during davening. You are engaging in battle. It's war. Giving Musar is the same terminology that is used to describe going to war, spilling blood, and preparing for being under attack. Attack is used to describe giving Musar. It's amazing. V'yatar naru te'ezor mosnecha, gird your loins, v'kam to rise up, v'dibar talem, speak to the Jewish people, eis kol asher nohi atzaveka, everything that I tell you, al techas nipnehem, do not be afraid, do not be broken. When you will go up and speak against them, you're going to come under attack. Do not be broken. Do not let them break your spirit. Penachitcha lifnehem, because there's no fear but fear itself. If you allow yourself to be broken, then indeed you will be broken. You will succumb to their pressure. Let's see the Mitzvah's Pasuk Yizayin. Te'ezor masnecha hu inyan zirus. It means fortification. Ki hachagor b'masnav hu mizurus. A person who gorges his loins with a belt, he's strengthened. Al techas b'nehem. Al tifachem b'nehem. Do not be afraid. Miloy malachem is called the bride. Do not be afraid to hear all the words. Ki penachitcha. Ki kishetifchad. If you will be afraid of the people, then indeed I will break you before them. I will let you be broken. They will be permitted to harm you. Therefore, I'm warning you, Yirmiyah, have faith in me, they will not be able to touch you. If you will not be afraid, that's when I will protect you. If you will be afraid, I will not protect you. And I will allow them to attack you and to harm you. Rashi, possibly...
Well, that's going to happen anyway.
Well, so what does that mean? Does that mean to say that Yirmiyah, that he lost his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, they almost killed him. Came very close. Okay, Enechanami, I don't know. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Tezor Mosnecha Loshen Zirus Ki Ish Chai, like a soldier. Targum, Pasuk Yudzayin, Vi'at and Tiskef Chartzoch. You shall strengthen your Chartzoch, means your legs, your loins. That's your Mosnecha. Usekoif. Be strong, v'sisnabe lahon, and give over prophecy. He's adding them to the pasuk. Yas, kol da'anam mifaked loch. Every place where everything that I command you, los sis mina milo ocho chushoin. Do not withhold from giving rebuke. Dilma, because if you do withhold from giving rebuke, is isab rinoch kodemehon, you will be broken before them. So here Hashem, I'm going to send you on a mission, I'm telling you to give Musar, and whoever I tell you to give Musar to, don't be afraid of that person, give them Musar. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk Yudzayin. Diligence. We find by Eliyahu he was diligent. If you're not afraid of them, but instead you have faith in me, then I'll cause you to be broken. V'apilcha lifnehem. Pasuk Yudches. V'ani, behold, I, Hashem is speaking. Hinei nesatichu l'hayom l'ir mivtzar. Hashem is telling Yirmiyah that do not be afraid. You are going to be an ir mivtzar. You're going to be a fortified city. V'ula amud barzel. And a pillar of iron. U'l'choymois nechoshes. A wall of copper. Wait, didn't we have a wall of copper? We did have a wall of copper. Remember we had that not long ago? We had that in the Targum. Then we had that in Shir HaShirim, the end of Shir HaShirim, we had a wall of copper, and I told you, the Mepharshim said, nowhere do we find a wall of copper, we find it right here. Okay, so it's right here. In regard to the Malchut Yehuda, l'sorecha, its princes, l'choyanecha, its priests, l'am aretz. So notice there's a very popular theme of the number three. Three. Hashem is telling you're going to be three things in Ir Mivtzar, a pillar of Barzel, a wall of Nechoshes, and those three things correspond to what we mentioned in the previous two psukim before. There are three complaints. Azavuni, Fayaktu l'luchim acherim, Fayishtach v'lamasei dehem. And here, what do we need these three things for? We need them against three different groups. Al kol ha'aretz, for who is the kol ha'aretz? The Malchut Yehuda,
Wait,
I'll call our it. L'malcha Yehuda, l'sorecha, u'l'chayhaneha, u'li'am aretzcha. You're right. So you can say it's five. Okay, so there are five things over here. Pasuk itches nemtzuda stavid. Pasuk says, Nesaticha hayam ha'nasati kayach biyadcha liyos chazaki ir mivtzar. L'hiskaber, to be strong, I'll call our it's. V'choy z'mefarish, what are you going to be strong upon? Al'malcha Yehuda, v'al'sore Yehuda, v'al'koyhaneha, v'al'kol am aretz, n'yeser ha'am, and all the people from the rest of the people you'll be strong. Rashi pasuk yud ches the malch yud keneged. He adds a word to the pasuk. It's a mikra chaser keneged. When you go speak to them, do not be afraid of the kings. Targum pasuk yud ches. I'm going to make you strong, like a fortified city. An ir mivtzar, amudot de barzel, uchashur nechash, a wall of copper, la'ashka, all costs. Now, in order to give to drink, a cost, delavat, a curse. To give them to drink, here he adds this theme very often into the Targum, to give them to drink a cup of Paranos, of curse. The Levat, L'chol Yasvei Arat, all the people who live in the world, L'malka, the Beis Yehuda, L'Rav Revoha, L'Chahana, U'la'amod Yara. Okay, so he adds that you're going to be a source of punishment. You're going to give them the Kais Hata'arela, the bitter cup of poison to drink for their sins. Okay, the Radak in Pasuk Yud Ches writes, I'll call the Oretz, V'achach Perish, L'malcha Yehuda, V'amar Tia Kinegdom, you're going to be Kinegdom here, Mivtsar, Shalom Yuchel Loch, they're not going to be able to harm you. Kamo Shalom Yuchel Odom Lichvayish Ir Mivtsar, just like you cannot conquer a fortified city, so too no one's going to be able to conquer you. Kol Shekein Im Yulucha, Kol Shekein Im Yulucha, Choymas Nechayshes, not only will you be fortified, you're going to be fortified by being a wall of copper. No one's going to be able to break you. The Yoinus Santir game, I'll call Aretz, upon the entire world, La Ashka, all cost delavot, to give them a cup of poison. I'll call Yosve Ara to all the people who live upon the earth. Last pasuk of this parak, V'dilchamu Alecha V'lo Yuchloch, Hashem tells Yirmiyah, watch out. They're going to attack you. They're going to go to war against you, ki itcha, but they're not going to be able to overcome you, ki itcha ani. I am with you, Numa Hashem lehatzilecha, to save you from their harm. Okay, so the Tzudas Pasuk Yutes writes, Milcham Olecha, Kula Milcham Olecha, V'lo Yuchloch, ki ani imcha lehatzilecha miyada, I'm going to save you. Rashi, V'nilcham Olecha, V'hon dinin u'magichin lekaboloch, he's quoting the Targum, they're going to dinin. Dinin means they're going to judge you. They're going to go to war against you. Dinin, I think, means version of war. Umagichin, to gore you. Lekaboloch, opposite you. Lemistar yos piskame, to contradict the words of piskame nevuasach, in order to contradict the words of your prophecy. They're going to go to war and to engage you in battle to suppress the words of your prophecy. The words of your prophecy. Okay, let's see the Targum. The Targum we did with Rashi, the Hoin Dionin Umigichin Likivloch, Lemista Yos Piskame Nivuasoch. But Hashem concludes, V'lo Yochlin Loch. They're not going to succeed. Arei b'sadoch memri amar Hashem, b'sadoch kama memri amar Hashem. So says the words of Hashem. Radak pasuk yitas. V'nilchamu olecha kamo shetirgim yonasim v'hon dinin u'magichin. They're going to war and they're going to engage in battle. L'kabolach l'mistar piskamei nevuasach l'hatzilcha. But I will protect you. Shelo yimisucha. They will not be able to harm you. Okay. So this concludes the hakdama to Sefer Yirmiyah, and then Yitzchak, tomorrow we begin the very, very, probably the most famous pasuk of Yirmiyah is in the beginning of the next parak. We say it in the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, and it's the Haftarah of the second day Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop over.